and one in particular you're the principal investigator of, which is GOG-0213. Can you talk a little bit about that study, sort of how it came about and where you're at with it now?
Well, the how it came about story is actually something that listeners who download other programs that you've done with other gynecologic oncologists and medical oncologists that are familiar with GYN is a long process. It started off as a concept that was basically trying to make a case that it was relevant to do randomized trials in recurrent ovarian cancer. That's where it started in 1997. So 10 years later, it turns out to be a bifactorial kind of design trial looking at, as you mentioned, two really key questions. One is surgery in recurrent disease, and the second is the role of adding biologics to standard chemotherapy in the recurrent setting. So both of those questions are part of the hypotheses that are being evaluated in that particular trial. I'm excited about it, although it's going to be a challenge to get it completed.
Now, what is the exact eligibility and design?
This trial is actually designed for patients who have platinum-sensitive recurrent ovarian cancer. They could not have been treated with a prior regimen for recurrence, but they could have seen or received maintenance therapy as part of their primary treatment. And this trial is also written to allow for prior exposure to biologics. And just recently, we amended, actually as of late last week, we amended the trial to also allow for patients who have biological recurrence of their ovarian cancer, which has been measured by elevation in their CA125s twice the upper limit of normal or greater than 100 after it had been normalized. These platinum-sensitive definitions in this trial are listed by traditional parameters at 6 months. But we've made important considerations of the strata to look at patients 6 to 12 and 12 plus months. And that's done not only for the chemotherapy arm, but also for the surgical arm, which there's some information which would suggest that patients with longer disease-free intervals potentially may benefit to a greater degree with the surgical portion.